What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Do Hard Things podcast by Elite SRS. The purpose of this show is to share stories of hardship and victory as an encouragement for those in the middle of their own hard thing. Because we know hardship produces perseverance, which produces character, which ultimately produces hope. This episode is going to be a little bit different than the ones we've done so far, in that it's not an interview. It's just me, the interviewer, taking a moment to share who I am and why we do this podcast. It's also kind of an opportunity to just pause, consider the stories that we've gotten to hear, the lessons we've learned, and take a breath, because it's a lot and it's not as meaningful if we don't pause and consider the lessons learned. So anyways, I hope that you can jump in with me, enjoy a few thoughts that I've got along the way so far, and maybe even share your own at the end of this. So here we go. Who am I? The interviewer, the person who's been asking all these questions of all these amazing people with their amazing stories. I am Dan Cox. I'm the sales and marketing director for Elite SRS. And I was the lucky guinea pig, so to speak, who got to jump in there and start sharing these stories from all of our guests. The reason that I got to do this was somewhat because it was my idea and somewhat because I really wanted to. And I actually love the opportunity to interview all these guests. And there's a few reasons that this brings me so much joy, and I wanted to share those with you all. The first one, and I tell this to my guests usually off air, but I have this unique opportunity to ask questions of people when I first meet them that I would never get to ask them otherwise. If I was just meeting you for the first time and I asked you what the hardest thing in your life you wouldn't take back was, probably wouldn't get the answer that's most genuine because I just met you. But on the podcast, I get the opportunity, because people have given me the green light to do it, to ask them all the questions I want to be asking somebody when I meet them for the first time, but it's just not socially appropriate. So I love going deep with people and hearing their stories. And it's honestly a privilege to hear all of our guests' most meaningful stories. When you think about it, the most difficult thing in your life you wouldn't take back is a significant piece of your life. And to have the opportunity from these people, mostly I'm meeting for the first time, to hear those stories is a privilege. And I'm constantly reminded of that when I sit down and I talk to them. I also just wanted to mention that, you know, there's this, the power of stories is not lost on me. And one of my favorite quotes of late is that the best storytellers shape the culture. And the concept of story has kind of had a through line in my life. One of my favorite questions in college was, and still is, tell me your favorite memory from each year of your life, starting in kindergarten through high school. You need a road trip or a hike or some long amount of time with people to get all those stories, but it's a question that elicits a lot of stories. And I remember when I first realized how much I love stories, I was in Australia. I was riding my bike home at like midnight with a buddy, and we passed another family who were riding their bikes the other direction. And I remember the dad in front, the mom on a bike, and their baby like on her front she was wearing. And I just had this vivid memory of thinking, what is their story? Why are they out here at the middle of the night? Why is she wearing her baby? Where are they going? Where have they come from? And being compelled to recognize that everybody has a story. And we can't assume what it is. It takes good question asking to get to the root of what's going on in people's lives and what's driving them and motivating them, where they've come from and where they're going. And I also, as a Christian, love hearing people's testimonies, the stories of what God has done in their life. And one of the things that the Israelites in the Old Testament did was they would erect these piles of stones as altars to elicit the question, what is that there for? So that the future generations would hear the stories of what God did in that place. And so my wife and I, we have these pile of rock photos on our wall that serve as our memory markers for God's faithfulness and the stories, the impactful stories in our life that we can share. And then lastly, it's a small one, but I remember in college, one of my favorite classes was reading a bunch of biographies and then writing our own. It was like a senior seminar class, and we just got a chance to like really consider our story through the lens of other people's stories and the different ways that people remember and write about themselves or another person. And so stories have always been something that I really value. And this podcast has been a really fun way to hear some amazing stories. And then lastly, truthfully, this is just really encouraging. I mean, this is the nitty-gritty of life. And I and you as our listener get to hear people's wisdom that's gained in the valley, like going through the fire, being refined. It's not the like easy cush stuff that people are sharing. It's the hard stuff. It's the real stuff that we all can relate to in some way, shape, or form. And so then the other question I wanted to address is like, well, okay, Elite SRS, that's the company. You're doing this podcast. Why do hard things? What matters there? Why that story? And for us as a company, we have this kind of keystone verse. It's Romans 5, 3 through 4, which basically says that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And we really believe that that's true, that it starts with suffering, that on the other side is hope and a firmer, stronger, confident character because of the perseverance, staying the course. And that verse has kind of been the guiding light for this belief that difficult things, hard circumstances really matter. Because honestly, if we're not growing, we're dying. Like, if there's no positive pursuit and effort, then the opposite is true, that we are slowly diminishing and dying, because there is no option to just stay still. You're moving one direction or the other. And what's cool, if we believe that verse, Romans 5, 3 through 4, then hard things are like fertilizer for our growth. And another good garden analogy, that the difficulties are kind of like a gardener coming along and pruning the plant to not just like make it look nice, but to create new and healthy growth for the benefit of the plant in the long run. And yeah, it's painful in the moment for the plant. I don't know if they have feelings, but like for us, it certainly is. But at the end of the day, it creates new and healthy growth. And that's what we've heard from all the guests so far to this point. And then lastly, I just want to mention that in this do hard things concept, it's not like, if you think about difficult things maybe you've done in your life, it's not about the end result necessarily. It's about the journey. And that's the significant part, because it doesn't happen overnight. Like, I don't know about you, but I wish that growth was just a light switch flip. Like, okay, I want to be more patient, flip the switch. But it doesn't work that way. There's a journey involved, and the accomplishment, the good feelings, the dopamine we get isn't related to just standing on top of the mountain or one day realizing I'm more patient. It's related to all the times that I was presented with the opportunity to be impatient and chose patience and can see the growth. Or all the times I wanted to turn back from climbing the mountain and chose to put the next step forward and made it to the top. The journey matters. And to hear the story of how somebody arrived at deeper character and significance is like where the richness comes from, because the journey matters. And so I hope that this helps you have a little more context for, one, who I am as the interviewer, but also, two, for who we are as a company and why we do this. You may have even wondered, like, why is a jump rope company asking people what the hardest thing in their life is they wouldn't take back? And it's because we care about people's progress and growth and development. And it's because we care about the person at the end of the day more than just a jump rope. and we get to connect with so many people through that as a tool, and find real significance and meaning in it. And so that is the purpose and the reason for our Do Hard Things podcast. And I hope that you continue to stick with us to hear more great stories of more great guests as we continue to learn and grow and be pushed and challenged by people who have been in it before and have come out the other side better for it. Please, 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 if you've never done it and you've enjoyed the podcast, be sure to leave us a review. It really helps get the word out and grow our rankings on all the different platforms. Also, shoot us a note if you or maybe someone you know you think would be a great guest for the show. We'd love to hear about them and reach out and connect and consider them as a possible future guest. And you can do that through email at contact@elitesrs.com or shoot us a DM on Instagram. That's @elite_SRS. And we would love to hear from you who those people might be. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your faithfulness to what we're doing and for caring about doing hard things.